All interviewers are trained. At McKinsey, they used to train us for years. And when you're giving interviews, the fundamental thing is, can I make this person feel that I'm a great person to work with?
I'm not sure about this, but trying to create a rapport with the person apart from the interview environment.
We are so achievement-oriented and so achievement-driven that we forget that the human connection is actually what eventually comes down. Like, look at what's happening in the world.
On the left side, it's like you're trying to work under someone, and on the right, you're trying to work with someone.
Correct.
How do you know how to go about it? Like, how informal you should be during an interview?
First of all, thank you so much for taking the time. So I thought that, you know, Bombay Shaving Company's entire brand premise is about khul ke khel, okay, which is to go out there and be your freest self and to express yourself and to be limitless in the way you approach the world and your stage. So everyone has a stage. Right now, this is our stage collectively. I'm here to share something with you. You guys are here possibly to learn and to share with each other. But we are always all on a stage. A professor comes into your classrooms, is on his or her stage while teaching to you. You guys are on a stage when you are playing a sport or doing something for a committee or doing something for placements or whatever it is, right? Everyone has a stage. Everyone prepares to be on that stage. And everyone's preparation is unique. The one thing that I thought that we could collectively do, given that I've also been a part of recruitment at McKinsey, and I think the consulting firm model, especially McKinsey's model in terms of recruitment, is the ultimate preparation for any interview. So I think if you go through the, it's called a case interview. If you go through a case interview well, how many people here are familiar with consulting and how consulting firms recruit and everything? Okay, most people are. Okay, so most in consulting, typically they test for two, three things. One is the fundamental thing they test for is the ability to solve problems. The second thing they test for is comfort with ambiguity. And the third thing they test for is the ability to articulate a point of view in the sharpest possible way. And hopefully over a period of time, if you're able to do these three things well, then you're able to get a job offer from the firm. And if you are able to crack the two kinds of interviews broadly, one is consulting and hence management or general management. It could be marketing, it could be finance, it could be sales, it could be HR. Most of them kind of follow a consulting interview model with a particular skill set, and the other one is tech interviews, which are very specifically on core mathematics and computer science. So we'll leave that part of it aside because I don't know that part well. But management interviews, consulting interviews, I would like to spend some time on. Does that sound interesting? Okay, cool. So now I'm going to ask you guys to close your eyes, and you all have possibly thought about cracking interviews to go and work for a consulting firm, private equity firm, consumer products company like Bombay Shaving Company, whatever. And I wanted to imagine getting interviewed by the person who is going to decide on whether you're going to crack the interview or not, and you're going to get the offer or not. So take a minute to think it through and think about all the things that you're going to prepare and all the things that you want to do in the next 30, 40 minutes in that interview to be able to maximize your chances of making it. Take a minute to think it through. Close your eyes, visualize it, and let's discuss. Post lunch ya so jayenge. Okay. What do you think the other person wanted to achieve with you in the next 35 to 40 minutes? We all thought about what we wanted to achieve. What do you think the other person wanted to achieve? Yes, Manshika.
In my imagination, the other person is just looking for genuine excitement, and if I resonate with the brand loyal, the vibe I am giving to the person is matching to the company's vibe.
Okay, so they're looking for excitement, okay? And vibe, okay? Go on. Yes, Aryan, right? Yes.
I think they'd want to cut through the the fluff of what a lot of people would want to present. So what is that person at their fundamentals, what do they rely on?
Correct, authenticity. So they're looking for excitement, vibe, they're looking for authenticity. Okay? Yes, Arshit.
They're probably going to look if like my values match their brand company values.
Okay, so there's a vibe check and there's a value check. Okay. Can you give me an example of values that you think Bombay Shaving Company and you will want to match?
I think the team work and
collaboration.
Collaboration, that's what I
want. Interesting. Okay.
Let's say you're giving it for a consulting firm. So if you're given a case comp, rather than just solving it like a robotic manner, they want to see your personality as well. That's not hidden.
Okay.
It. So you solve it at point, of course, but without losing your genuine emotions and stuff.
Okay, so one thing, you said multiple things. You said personality, you said genuine emotion, and you said...
So basically who
robot,
you are.
Being robot.
Yeah.
Who you are. So is it something beyond authenticity?
You could say that, like...
What is it beyond authenticity? Yashit, right? No.
Arush.
Yeah.
Basically your personality, like, well, you are a genuine person in the sense.
Is it only the genuineness of the personality or is it something more? Because you said something about thinking out of the box.
Yeah, not being robotic at point. So
not being robotic, yeah. What is that? You want them to be like lateral thinkers?
Creative,
second order
more
thinkers,
creative.
Insightful?
Not, yeah.
Okay. Interesting. So you want something around personality? Around creativity, lateral thinkers, genuine problem solvers. Okay. Yes. Shesht.
I think they should be more calm and composed. So basically how they handle stress and a situation.
Correct.
Because they can always learn the skills, but that is something about that person.
Calmness, composure. Very nice. I agree. Yes, Diya. You think a person is, while interviewing
you,
is...
How would you communicate with someone? How would you put your point forward? For example, in a finance company or even in a consulting company, firstly, they look out how you will solve the problem.
Correct.
How you target the situation and all that.
Okay.
And secondly, how would you communicate your point towards someone else forward? You might be wrong, but that doesn't matter as how much you will be able to confidence how you present it.
Okay, so you said multiple things. You said something around negotiation, articulation and confidence. Which of the three? Negotiation, choose one of the three.
Articulation.
And confidence in the articulation. So if you were to rate them, you say articulation, then confidence
then
negotiation. So you would prefer a bad negotiator who's extremely articulate?
Yeah.
Or a bad articulator who's a brilliant negotiator?
Wouldn't those two go together?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have you ever seen one?
I don't know.
Because if you can't articulate well, how are you going to negotiate well?
The good part. So, it's a very good thing. So, that's the thing. I think you're speaking about clarity of communication. Clarity of thought, which leads to articulation of communication. And it's a very, very important point. Because, end of the day, interview is a transaction. Right? So, you're not negotiating in a more superficial way, but you are... trying to see if there's a win-win transaction that's on the table. The only way that happens is if you have clarity of thought. Clarity of thought leads to... Many people think that communication is a function of language, hold on grammar, vocabulary. Or communication has nothing to do with that. Communication is all about clarity of thought. So clarity of thought, you have articulation of communication, and you have confidence in your position. Confidence in position is great negotiation. So you're right. Those two are not separate from each other. Yes. Yes.
Also, the skills that they will match for it.
Okay, like what? Particular skill set, subject matter skill?
Yeah, for example, if you're in finance, you need to know the basics of whatever. If you're in finance, you need to know the basics of whatever maybe industry you're going for. If you're going for private equity, you need to know LBOs, basic stuff like that. If you're going into investment banking, the basics of ECF, which are different types of ways to find cash.
Yeah. Excellent. Abhirup, no?
Yeah.
If you don't have anything, that's fine.
My main thing was specialization.
So skill.
Yeah.
Going deep. Yes. I forget your name. Tell me your name again. Vedika.
Yeah. I think like if the person has just a general overview of the skill set or have they actually specialized in it.
Yeah. Okay. So the subject matter, expertise, skill set, etc. Okay. Yes, Ketav.
I guess process, unlike whenever you're thrown into an equity or something.
Structure?
Structure.
Okay, cool.
What's your groundwork?
So structure, the way you think, are you able to break down problems into smaller problems, easy to chew, kind of then build it up. There's a framework called MISI. Do people know what MISI is?
Yeah.
What?
Mutually exclusive
and collectively exhaustive. It's a way to break up a problem so that you cover the whole thing and you also make sure that it doesn't overlap. But most problems cannot be broken up into MISI, because mutual exclusive is a pipe dream. Everything is related. So it's a good way to think. It's a good business. It's a good mental model, but it doesn't. It's not really practical. But yes, yes.
Perhaps agency, because that shows how much someone cares. So if you can reduce the difference in founder mentality between the principal and then the agent, then that goes a longer way, no matter where you come.
That's a very heavy point. You can reduce the difference between a founder mentality between an owner and an agent.
Yeah.
Say more about what does that mean?
So the principal is the person who actually wants the task to be done.
Hmm.
And the agent comes beneath the principal. And if a principal was to do it themselves, then it is more likely to be done and the higher probability. And if it's the agent, then there's a difference in how much someone cares, and that boils down to the basic humanity of it.
So right? Founder mentality, basically, in agency ownership. Okay. Okay. Anything else? Yes. Yashit. Yashit, no?
Yes. Huh. I think they look for a match in the company's broader vision and the person's, because they don't want to make a hire who's going to leave in like 2 years.
Ah, so you want longevity.
Yeah.
Want ROI. If I'm going to train you for 2 years, you might as well stay for 5. Okay. Now, I'm going to divide you guys straight in the middle. Saumit and Shrestha is where I divide you guys. And you have 2 minutes each. And I want you to prioritize these. If you are the interviewer, I want this team to prioritize. And I want this team to prioritize. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Perfect. Good number. Prioritize these from 1 to 10. 1 being the most important and 10 being the least important. They're all important, but let's see if you have to choose. So you have team A and team B. Okay. You can break up into group discussions. Come. Yeah, you can even leave the room. That's okay. We'll come back here in 2 minutes. It's okay.
Just get
us. Or you can come closer.
Let's not just move the chair.
Keep some mics with you though, so I think we can get the conversations going. Yeah. You're an interviewer. Now you're an interviewer, right? So now it's startup, it could be consulting. Let's say you're an interviewer in the job that you want to get. And I want you, team A, to tell me like, let's say 5, 6, 8, 1, 2, tell me like that. You guys also need to give me the same order. Okay? How different are you guys from them? Okay, batao Diya, Saumit, batao, what are your answers?
First,
skill set, then?
Then personality.
Personality is which one?
Five.
Okay.
Then articulation, which is 6.
Okay.
Then structure.
Which is 9. Okay.
Then calmness
and composure. 6. Okay.
Then authenticity.
Which is 3. Okay.
Then longevity.
Which is 1.
Agency.
Which is
10.
Okay.
Then value.
Values is 4 and vibe is 2nd. Repeat ho gaya ka?
Ah,
ye kya hai? 8, 5,
6, 7.
I think
7.
Third wala
mera
point tha, sorry. Clarity.
Seven.
Okay, sorry. Okay. Interesting. What are your thoughts? Yes, Shrestha.
So we tried to go with a personality first approach, thinking that we are interviewing for a startup. So what really matters more is how much the person wants to be there instead of the technical skills, because that will be something they'll learn on the way over there.
Correct.
So we tried to give a focus to the personality based factors and a bit less to the skill based factors. And
okay.
That's how we got to our list.
Okay.
I think
what is your overall mental model on this one?
Company or taking an interview, so we went to the skills first because, like, that's when a consulting company, that's what we started with at the beginning of this. So that's what we thought about, like, that's the first thing we looked for.
Okay. Who do you think is right?
I think it's both company based.
Yeah.
So consulting and startup will recruit in the same way.
Yeah, that's
if you're thinking McKinsey and Bombay Shaving Company recruit in the same way.
Even
if you saw her slide, you want problem solving, hustling, and you want ethos. Consulting hires for problem solving and ethos.
I mean, the same firm, I think you can have personality hire also, and like a person who's very good at a subject.
Yeah. So now you can have different kinds of hires. So now you're totally changing the game. But what is the common thing? So now we're at the answer. The answer is that it's completely different, but there's something that remains the same. None of this really matters.
Probably like both should have like some drive.
Yes. So the actual answer, and everyone's tried to do this by the way, this is a well-documented study. Okay. The well-documented study is that we try, all interviewers are trained. At McKinsey, they used to train us for years on how do you take an interview once you become a manager, then once you become a partner, you have to test for. We had 3-4 different things. You have to test for problem solving. Problem solving would be ambiguity, would be creativity, would be structure, like a lot of problems. Second thing would be around relationship building, which involved communication, articulation, trust, vibe, enthusiasm, excitement. Third thing would be spike, which is something that totally differentiates a Saksham from the rest of the batch or a Diya from the rest of the batch, right? And the fourth thing would be, which is where the first two, three would kind of come down to is, would you staff this person on your current project? And the moment that question was asked, all the training would go out the window. So what everyone realized at the end of this rigorous training process for interview taking was, ki nothing matters. Once people have gotten trained, they only look for people jahan pe unko lagta hai ki iske saath kaam karne mein maza aayega. And we all forget it when we are going for interviews, we forget this basic human thing fully. Because we are all, think about the last 10 minutes, what were you guys doing? Gary, I need to get longevity also, I need to show skill set also, I need to show authenticity also. How can you do that in 30 minutes? You can never do it in 30 minutes. You want to be calm and composed also while doing all of this. How can you? And then you have seen 25 YouTube interviews, you have seen, you know, all your seniors are giving you gyan, your CV has gotten iterated thousands of times. It's just over preparation. And you totally forget that an interview is actually two human beings talking to each other. One of them thinking, yaar, that other person has also been grilled on how to take interviews. So the other person is also like, ah. And then these two human beings come together. And then finally, when the person is signing off, it eventually just comes down to, did I enjoy meeting this person or not? Would I want to work with them if they came into the office tomorrow? Would I be happy if they were on my team or not? It actually comes down to a very basic principle, which is, does this person make me happy? And when you're giving interviews, the fundamental thing is, can I make this person feel that I'm a great person to work with? Now let's use that as a framework. Now tell me, if you were to, you started this chat by closing your eyes and going into the interview. You then moved it to thinking on the interview standpoint and thinking, oh fuck, he wants to see all of these or she wants to see all of these things. Now you realize it doesn't really matter. They just want to smile. Now take a step back and think, now what your strategy would be in an interview if you were to go for your dream interview at 4:30. You have 25 minutes. What will you do?
Probably just show the person that I can make life easy for them.
Correct.
That's
correct. So now,
like if they have like 100 items on the plate, I can do 20 of them. Like as much as I can.
Correct. How can I make your life easy? How can I make you successful? Right? So that's one awesome way. What else? Yes. Correct. Learning and contribution. Learning and then contribution. Yes. Don't need to rejoin, just talk.
Being humble and being able to accept your mistakes, because if they correct you on something,
correct.
You're going to want a positive.
That's such a good point, Arshin. So humility, to listen, take feedback, improve, right? You're humble, you listen, you take feedback, you improve. Yes, Yashit.
I think trust, even if you fail, there should be comfortable correct. Feeling that, okay, I can trust this person.
Create trust. Yes. Yes, yes. Sorry.
I'm not sure about this, but trying to create a rapport with the person apart from the interview environment.
Correct.
For something, some common thing.
Rapport which is personal. Yes. Yes, Amit.
I think be honest about what you know and what you
do. Yeah.
Vulnerability.
Vulnerability. Vulnerability and honesty, okay? Honesty / truth. Okay? Abhirup.
And like, try to not fake it and have fun even in
that. Have fun!
Because if you can have fun, then the first main thing you can put up a smile.
So have fun, build rapport. Smile. How many of you have smiled in the last 30 minutes? We haven't smiled much, right? We're intense, like, oh, we need to tell all the smart answers. What are all the things interviewers are looking for? No, we forget to smile. I've not seen Diya smile only after lunch. She's like, shit, am I giving the right answers or not? We're all A-type people. We all want to do well. Yashad is still not smiling. We want to, like, impress. In the process of impressing, we forget to be ourselves. So smile, have fun, build trust, build rapport. Be humble and listen, learn, contribute. How do I make you successful? What else?
Be humorous, ease the mood a bit.
Yeah, crack some jokes. I'm going to make this into a read the room. People who come to interview at Ashoka are likely to have driven 2 hours, likely to possibly be hungry. Likely to think about when am I going to get back home to Gurgaon or get to Delhi, then take a flight to Bombay or Bangalore or wherever I've come from or Hyderabad. So when they're here, they're already thinking, kya stress hai. I used to face this in Lucknow, same issue. Lucknow people would fly in the morning and then fly out in the evenings. My interviewers are constantly stressed. I'm not kidding. So Ketav, cracking a joke is a great strategy. Not in a stupid way, but like, read the room, then crack the joke. What else? Now, can you guys see how different this list is from this list? What do you think different between this list? There are some commonalities around authenticity and honesty. But what happens when you, what happened here and what happened here? Yes.
On the left side, it's like you're having a conversation with a senior trying to impress someone. On the right side, it's more of a human conversation to try, you know, just be friends and make the other person like you.
So make the other person want to work with you.
Yeah.
Make you look like a fun, worthy, contributory, great colleague. Yes. Yes.
On the left side, it's like you're trying to work under someone, and on the right, you're trying to work with someone.
Correct. So one is, I'm subservient. I will do the tasks you tell me. Robotic, you said, right? I will be your robot. On the right is, hey, man. You're older, you're more senior, but I'm here to make a point. I want to learn. Teach me. I'll do what I think is best for us together. Yes, Arshin.
No, I think they covered my
okay. Yes, Manchika.
I think on the left, you're trying to tell the interviewer that I know it all and I'm going to be great. I'm the best candidate. And on the right side, it's like, see, I'm human. I'm going to make mistakes, but I'm going to learn. And just...
Correct. So there on the right, which one do you think is... The person once candidate, this candidate walks in and gives the interview, and then that candidate gives the interview. Who do you think the interviewer is going to walk away with?
I'm an interviewer, I'll be tired after listening.
Yeah.
It's like a repeat because everyone I think goes for the left side and the right side, and you just the stressed person in Ashoka is gonna get like, oh, maybe Ashoka is good, I'm gonna meet fine people here who's actually great for the company instead of robots.
Yeah. So on the right, you leave the person a little bit more relaxed, stress-free, in a world that is very stressed and tense anyways, but without compromising on genuineness of how good you will be as a colleague. The right side is not one that trivializes achievement or skill set, but it is one that actually makes it easier and more palatable. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
The A section looks highly objective, you know, with the particular skill structure, agency, and maybe not agency, but like clarity of thought. Versus D side, this is more like much highly personal and humanitarian. So you definitely prefer that.
So when you guys are going to go for interviews, I'm going to leave you with this thought. This is a nice collective exercise. I'm going to leave you with a thought. It's not that one list is bad and one list is... I think this list is incomplete without the layering of the list on the right. This is a list of A-type people where emotion and human elements are complete, and that's what is happening to a lot of us in this world that we are in. We are so achievement-oriented and so achievement-driven that we forget that the human connection is actually what eventually comes down. Like, look at what's happening in the world. Look at what is happening with statesmen around the world. Like, people are at conflict because of emotion. There is no conflict because of lack of structure, or because articulation is not there, or people are bad negotiators. None of that. It's all human beings who have different emotions given their context. And every decision, whether it's a corporate decision to recruit someone, whether it's a corporate decision to allocate capital, whether it's a decision to go into a particular geography, to launch a product, anything, it all has certain logic and certain articulation and certain structure and certain skill set and certain all of that. But there's a huge layer of subjectivity and judgment that comes from human connection. So, tomorrow when you guys are going to go for interviews, when you guys are preparing for this stuff, never ever forget to sit in the chair, look the interview straight in their eyes and be human. So, if they ask you a question, it's absolutely okay to take a minute to think it through. So, if you are my interviewer, Vanshika, and you're like, Shantanu, estimate the number of golf balls in an aeroplane. A person on the left will be like, yeah, so let me first actually think about it. So it's you'll start thinking while you're talking. And if you're thinking and talking at the same time, you're doing neither properly. And because you're under pressure to impress. But if you're the person on the right, you're like, hey, hold on. Golf balls in an aeroplane is an ambiguous question, which I'm not expected to know off the top of my head. So Vanshika, can I take a minute to think this through? Do you have pen and paper? Can I borrow it for a minute? Can I also use you to problem solve this out?
Yeah.
Perfect. Now you're like, oh cool, this person's ready to think. This person's vulnerable. This person is building trust. Might also collaborate and build this problem out. So how big is the aeroplane, Vanshika? Is it a Boeing 747? Let's assume it's one of the 200-seater. Okay, 200-seater, 6 seats per row. So roughly 30 rows. Okay, understood. Typically the height would be 15 feet. Do you want me to consider the travel, the baggage place also? Just the... Okay. Can I assume it's a cylinder and not shaped in any weird way? Okay, I forget what the volume of a cylinder is, possibly pi r square h, right? So radius is probably 4 meters, so pi into 16 into h is probably 30 meters. And a golf ball will be like pi into 0.2 square into, 4 by 3 pi r cube. So is that fair? That's the way to solve it with the person. Now, if I get it wrong, it's her fault. Right? If I'm getting it wrong, it's her fault. But at least now, I've taken some time to think it through. She's a part of the answer. We've done it together. Panchika walks away thinking, cool, man. This guy can fit golf balls in a plane. We can probably solve some cool stuff together as consultants. You should never, ever forget to do this when you enter an interview room. It's always a human interaction. Never forget it. Anywhere. Interview. Tomorrow will be a client, day after tomorrow will be an investor, the day after that will be a CEO, the day after that will be a private equity investor, will be some public market analyst, will be a potential employee, you could come to college and you will be interviewing an Ashoka University student. Everyone's human. So, and we always forget it much more than we should. Awesome. This was fun. Any questions before we close? Yes, Shresh.
How do you know how to go about it, like how informal you should be during an interview?
Because yes, so
there are a few interviews who might be no-nonsense people.
Is yeah, it? So you should read the room. So you can't be frivolous. So this is the thing. Being human and being informal are two very different things. Right? Everyone's a human being. Some people are serious, some people are stoic. But you should never be inauthentic ever. So you like Ketav might, like, if I'm the interviewer and Ketav cracks a joke, it's great, right? Some Deepak, my co-founder, if he's the interviewer, Ketav will probably see a stricter person, but a smile will slip through at some point if he is being himself. You can then navigate. I think practice also. Practice to read a room, like maintain eye contact a lot more till it's uncomfortable.
What are some things you like look at when you're talking to a person in yourself? Gives you a hint, like, what type of person?
I love people who smile. I love people who maintain eye contact, smile, are engaged personally.
Okay.
Like, that's the kind of person I enjoy talking to. I love people who are like creative, who will disagree easily, you know. That's me. Different people have different, but personally, this is the kind of person with whom I can see conversations building, and then we'll reach a point which alone we may not have on a particular problem or an interview statement. Yes, Aryan.
What I've noticed is most hiring processes have the interview in the end, right? So the first few stages are always boiling people down to that.
Yes.
Framework on the left.
Yes.
So how do you...
We are a people with high supply. We are a country with a high supply of candidates. So that's usually easier to filter because it's logical. So the proxies for this would be marks in exam or, you know, number of certifications and so on. You can't. So then you filter with the left and then you test with the right. So my assumption is that you've already reached the interview stage. So this is kind of well tested for already. You can't do without this.
You first see the person on the resume and then in person.
Yeah, most of them will have 100 resumes and you don't have time to interview 100 people, right? So we'll interview like 6 or 7 or 10 or 15.
Just avoid whatever you have on your resume when you are there in person.
So the flip side is, do try to include points on your resume that have the right side also. Yes.
So, you know, your close friend, Mr. Paul.
Anuj.
Yeah. So you both have, like, you started Bombay Shaving Company. He started his own financial service. I follow both of you. So what do you think is a common factor between you two that has led you to this place? Some common values or factors you might have?
So Anuj indexes incredibly on authenticity and just being able to understand human beings. Since our college days, like since we were your age, he was the boy in hostel who everyone would trust him with their precious stuff. Like, my wallet would be in his room, not in mine. If I had extra cash, like that time we used to have only ATMs, we didn't have UPI and all this, 2005-6, I would give extra cash to him, ki tu rakhle, main baad mein le lunga taise. Right? Whenever he would go to Himachal, he would come with like gifts for everyone,
yeah.
Like someone, like small stuff, a hat or something. I think his ability to, I always feel like he's someone who can love infinitely. Like, he's the kind of person who will give a lot. And for me, I love being around such people because I feel like I become a better person around them. I'm actually lucky that he's my friend. I wish I could be more like him, but it's a very hard thing to be that loving and genuine and invested in people. Even though he's achieved so much, he's a very loved person now on social media, as a celebrity, all of that. But who he is at the very core is so well protected and decent and genuine. He's outstanding. So yeah, I think, but that's the stuff about him I really love. And I wish I could copy more of it. Okay, thank you so much, everyone. This is such a pleasure, and I also made me think a lot more. Awesome, cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hopefully this was helpful.
Yeah.